just wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey everybody, welcome on in this magnificent Monday, April 20th, 2026 edition, Your Defending Fathers. Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. All systems are go. Thank you to the engineers. Greatly appreciate Dell Reynolds and Devin Lawrence. Websites are working. The apps are working. And 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan, everything is working. Thank you, God. We had some technical difficulties over the weekend, but we got those figured out here in the studio, and we are good to go for today. Over the weekend, Saturday, April 18th, credentialing was done for the Democratic endorsement convention that they held on Sunday. While in Detroit, they picked for Attorney General and Secretary of State two very far-left progressive candidates. Washtenaw County Prosecutor Ellie Savitt and Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist II were endorsed for Attorney General and Secretary of State by the Democratic Party delegates to be their nominees for this November against the Republicans, Attorney General Doug Lloyd, and Secretary of State Anthony Ferlini. Also in the convention races, viewed by many as embodying the split created in the Michigan Democratic Party by the war in the Middle East, they absolutely are against the war against Iran. Well, in addition to the two progressives, Washtenaw County Prosecutor Ellie Savitt, Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist, they also picked Dearborn, Michigan, civil rights attorney Amir Mechlet for the University of Michigan Board of Regents. Mechlet was selected alongside the incumbent Regent Paul Brown, while the Democrats rejected the other incumbent, Jordan Acker, the Jewish lawyer who's been scrutinized by progressives for disciplining anti-Israel college protesters. His day job as a Jewish lawyer. Well, Michigan Democratic Party's convention took basically all day, didn't adjourn until 9:50 p.m. last night, and was attended by a record-breaking, listen to this, 7,000 252 delegates inside Detroit's Huntington Place. Unlike the Republicans' endorsement convention, where most participants were locally elected precinct delegates, the MDP allows participants to vote if they simply signed up for the party by late March, just 3 weeks ago. It was a full-blown floor fight. They wanted to amend the rules. They were screaming. They were yelling. Some reports even said people were throwing chairs. We're going to take a short break. We'll continue on the other side. Word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hear ye, hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From noble new tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat
and terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Talking about the weekend, the Michigan Democratic Party's convention taking place down at Detroit's Huntington Place, TCF Center, Cobo Hall, whatever. adjourned last night at 9:50 p.m. and was attended by a record-breaking number of delegates, 7,252 people. Again, unlike the Republicans' endorsement convention that took place March 28th in Novi, where we, the Republicans, had locally elected precinct delegates pick the delegates to go to the state convention, Michigan Democratic Party allows participants to vote if they simply sign up to attend the convention by late March. Well, last night's displayed energy from the Michigan Democrat Party's latest progressive wing, fervently opposed to things like granting tax breaks for data center developments, large corporate political donations, and military actions against the Israeli military actions taking place against the Muslims, the Ayatollahs of Iran, totally against it. While the U.S. Senate primary will be determined on a statewide ballot August 4th, progressive Muslim Abdul El Sayed's camp appeared in droves. Numerous participants signed up by the El Sayed campaign started shouting his name as soon as State Senator Mallory McMorrow concluded her remarks, and then booed extensively when U.S. Congresswoman Haley Stevens, Democrat from Birmingham, got up to address the convention. Kind of interesting. Ryan Bartholomew, Bartholomew, a 33-year-old policy professional running for Ann Arbor City Council, attended at least three Democratic conventions in the past. Bartholomew said today was by far the largest he's been able to see and could not believe the energy. Excuse me. Quote, there is a lot of grassroots energy around real progressive candidates, folks who will be fighting back against the Trump administration, and then also standing up and proposing big, bold ideas to really elevate the needs of working people and put them at the forefront of all of our policymaking. Ann Arbor has been the most expensive rent and childcare anywhere in the state of Michigan. We are also really focused on environmental issues. He said the Republicans, quote, should see the writing on the wall in today's progressive dominant convention. People are seeing what President Trump has done to the cost of living, what he's done on human rights violations, this war that he started by himself. And it is really, we are seeing trends coming from the national level all the way to the state and county levels. Jewish prosecutor Washtenaw County Savitt defeated Oakland County prosecutor Karen McDonald. McDonald's campaign arrived today with two violinists playing music outside of the caucus room. Men in full body orange suits carrying small billboards and a lit backdrop for her candidate table. McDonald lost despite notable endorsements by the United Auto Workers, the Michigan AFL-CIO, Emily List, as well as National Political Action Committee funding female Democrats. Savitt was supported by the Michigan Democrats Progressive Caucus, the People's Coalition, and the Progressives for Change, who had spent numerous days and weeks recruiting, multiple first-time convention goers. Savitt served as a senior advisor and legal counsel for the city of Detroit from 2016 through 2020. He oversaw city's lawsuits against the opioid industry. He also was a law clerk in the United States Supreme Court to Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who died back in September of 2020. When speaking to reporters after the convention, Savitt said, "I really think it's about seeking a party that stands for something. Seeking a party that is not going to be afraid to stand up. And I also think that at the end of the day, people want a hopeful vision for the future. It doesn't matter if president is a Democrat or a Republican. If they want to break the law and harm Michiganders, we'll see them in court. So we're going to keep that message going into the general election because I think that's what the AG's job is." As far as Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist, he won a heated three-way primary against previous Michigan Lottery Commissioner Susanna Schreckrelli and Ingham County Clerk Barb Byram. Gilchrist was backed by the Michigan AFL-CIO, the People's Coalition, and the party's Progressive Caucus. Meanwhile, Governor Gretchen Whitmer did not endorse anybody in that Secretary of State primary. Gilchrist entered the Democrat Secretary of State race in January, suspending his campaign for governor. There was a whisper campaign in early 2026 this year about Gilchrist dropping his gubernatorial bid so that the Democratic donors and all the organizations could consolidate early behind Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson. When Gilchrist entered the Secretary of State's race, the two other black Detroit-based candidates, Deputy Secretary of State Agoho Edevi, who started running in January 2025, and former State Senator Adam Howler, who had launched his campaign last September. While in his convention victory speech, Gilchrist said residents wanting to go to a pure Michigan state park with a recreational passport, wanting to drive and wanting to vote, must interact with the Secretary of State's office. How this office sees you, how this office accepts you, how this office treats you will either make you feel like you're part of something special or that you're very, very small. Well, I want every person in Michigan to feel welcome and to be part of something that is bigger than any one of us. This is coming from the Secretary of State candidate. He said that the second-term vision of President Donald Trump is much different, more committed, aggressive, and cruel. He said that there needs to be a more creative, aggressive connection to an inspired Secretary of State in Michigan who will stand up to these challenges. Gilchrist described himself as someone who can build a system to get the dirty, dark corporate money out of politics. Someone who can build a system to make sure you get treated with respect when you show up to your branch office, whether or not you have an appointment. Okay, I'm not really sure where Gilchrist is picking up the talking points of Abdul El-Sayed, who's running for U.S. Senate. Dark corporate money out of our politics is one of El-Sayed's phrases he says on the campaign trail all the time. Not really sure what the Secretary of State thinks he can do, but he's adopted those talking points. Well, in response to last night's results, Michigan Republican Party Chair Jim Runstead said that Savitt's record of championing so-called progressive causes will only endanger our communities and empower criminals. In addition, Runstead noted that Gilchrist missed 94% of the session days last year in 2025 as president of the Senate. The only job the Constitution gives the lieutenant governor to do. Kind of interesting. Runstead continued. Michiganders will reject Savitt's soft on crime platform in favor of Eaton County prosecutor Doug Lloyd's tough on crime platform based on strict enforcement and accountability. Michiganders will now have the opportunity to put up Gilchrist's failed record, where he effectively was a no-show as lieutenant governor, against the very successful record of Macomb County Clerk Anthony Ferlini. As far as the other universities go, or Michigan State University Board of Trustees, Democrats selected the incumbents, Brianna Scott, a Muskegon attorney, and Kelly Tabay Zemke, Henry Ford Director of Government and External Affairs. Term-limited State Senator Sylvia Santana was defeated. For Wayne State University Board of Governors, party chose Detroit-based labor law attorney Richard Mack and civil rights attorney Sharif Hadai Ahil of Rochester. Michigan Democratic Vice Chair Naz Hassan and Detroit Minister Jeremiah Wheeler were defeated. So the candidates have been selected. Very, very far left leaning progressive candidates from top to bottom. So it's going to be very, very interesting November general election. Actually, I'm pretty excited about it. Bottom of the hour news break, hour number one. We'll be right back.
Michigan News Source, Michigan's leading news provider, delivering real, honest news to Michiganders statewide.
For Michigan News Source, I'm Katie Hyde. Residents and businesses affected by recent severe weather may qualify for an extension to file state taxes, according to the Michigan Department of Treasury. Officials said 33 counties, including Shiawassee and Sheboygan counties, are currently under a state of emergency. Requests can be submitted online, by U.S. mail, or by phone. For more information, visit the Michigan Department of Treasury website. A Pistons star was given an exemption from the league's minimum game rule for postseason awards.
The Detroit Pistons' Cade Cunningham will be eligible for awards such as MVP and All-NBA this season, despite falling short of the 65-game minimum. The league and the National Basketball Players Association said Thursday Cunningham missed 12 games as a result of a collapsed lung that was diagnosed on March 17th. David Barr, Michigan News.